Our readings today go straight to the heart of our Catholic Christian faith. They speak of death and new life in Christ. Our first reading recorded God's reassurances to his people through his prophet Ezekiel, that even amidst the desolation that his people were enduring in exile, God would restore life to those who had become dry, withered bones. O my people, proclaimed Ezekiel, I will open your graves and have you rise from them. God's offer of eternal life and grace is also evident in our second reading, where St. Paul assures his readers that if Christ is in you, then the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. It is the Spirit of Christ that dwells within believers, empowering them to be honorable and pleasing to God. Our gospel passage from John offers hope and divine concern even in the midst of the drama, suffering, and frustrations that are part of our human life. When Jesus arrives in Bethany 4 days after Lazarus' death, he asks to be taken to Lazarus' tomb. Over Martha's objections, Jesus orders the tomb opened. After thanking his father for hearing him, Jesus beckons, Lazarus, come out. John recounts that the dead man came out, tied hand and foot with burial bands, and his face was wrapped in a cloth, unlike Jesus, whose burial cloths were left behind. Death would once again claim Lazarus. When Christ rose, however, he entered into the fullness of his glorified life, never to be touched by death again. We are now entering that period of Lent known as Passiontide. These readings are intended to enliven our hope in the goodness of our God. God wants us, like poor Lazarus, to be free, happy, and joyous. He wants us to walk in the glorious freedom of the sons and daughters of God. The resurrection of Christ, his Son, is God's promise that we can have a new life, an eternal life, not because of our own merits, but because of who God is, the God of the living, the God of great mercy and unconditional love. My sisters and brothers, our readings assure us that our faith in the Lord is never in vain, and that the very real tragedies of life, including sin and death, are never the final word for those who believe in Jesus Christ. May God's blessings be with you today and throughout the coming week.